RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to remind everybody, if you're planning ahead, Friday, we're going to be at Taco Bueno in Arlington off of Collins, and we might just have a special wrestling guest out there for that event. And then a week from now, it does in fact sound like Matt and Jeff, the Hardy Boys, will be in studio with us a week from today.
What?
So set your calendar accordingly.
I already
right
have.
Now, it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it.
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
No! Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. But then plus, what constitutes an overwhelming donut smell? We're going to get into the beef that exists between a Massachusetts town and Dunkin' Donuts.
They're suing the donut place?
We'll get to that here in a matter of moments. This is my favorite story of the year, and it's at the end of the year, closing it out strong. I love this. But now, we look at the National Day calendar, and there's some random holidays today. The Constitution of Ireland was signed today.
Oh.
So, big day for my ancestors.
Yeah. How do you celebrate?
Probably have a beer.
If you hadn't looked at the calendar, would you have known that?
It is also International Cello Day. So to all the cello players, I've always wanted to say I can play cello just because it's one of those instruments that catches people off guard whenever you do say that you play it.
Was that the one that Bill Cosby endorsed?
Oh.
That was Jello. My bad.
I thought you said Jello too.
That was Jello. Thanks. It is Pepper Pot Day. Not Pepper Potts, Pepper Pot, the actual item. But we're going to focus in on Still Need to Do Day.
Oh.
So 877-881-1053. What is something you planned on doing this year or wanted to do in 2025 that you did not and you wish you would have? 877-881-1053. There's a couple different things that I can think of myself.
Teach Noah to read.
Yeah, that's a good start for you, Hagee. That's a great start because
we're lagging on that.
Yeah, that joke has existed for far too long. One that I can actually change, and I think I might. I'm thinking about pulling the trigger. I did not go to a single Stars game.
What?
In 2025. But they do have the Sabres at home on the 31st, so I can beat the clock.
Oh, I like it. And that New Year's Eve game is always so much fun because you got the hustle and bustle before and after downtown. Yeah. I know it used to be a little bit different, but it's still super fun.
See, and I say this now, not knowing what could happen during or after the game. I got a host on New Year's Day, so
you and Fred.
It's myself and Fred Davis, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on New Year's Day. So I'm trying to avoid the party scene and the bar scene.
Gotcha.
We will see how that goes. Find out. Wake up with us at 10 a.m. on New Year's Day, and we'll see if I successfully achieve that. But I think another thing that because it was supposed to happen and didn't. And it irks me to this day, but I do have plans on changing it next year. I did not travel this year.
Oh.
And I think
I went to Germany.
Yeah, we knew. Rehab, you know.
For Jesus.
Oh, that's what you call it. We had plans, my friend Anthony and I, to go to the Cotton Bowl, or not the Cotton Bowl, the Rose Bowl. I'm thinking about college football playoffs.
I don't know if that's
college
really
football
traveling.
Is running in my brain
go
right
down
now.
To Arlington.
No, we were going to go to the Rose Bowl for a concert in January.
Yeah.
But the wildfires made it to where the city would not allow such a big open air event like that to happen. So they had to cancel it, and it was a one night only thing. It wasn't like part of a tour. So they just outright canceled it and got refunded and everything, had hotels. The last thing I was waiting on was a flight because I think I had some rewards points I was going to burn at the midnight hour.
Okay.
And I had it all planned. I was going to spend 3 days in L.A. and explore. I've never been to California. So it would just be cool to say I've finally gone to one of the big tourist destinations in the country. It didn't get to happen, so I'm still kind of bitter that that didn't happen this year. I had no other real plans to travel outside of that. That was my big to-do, and I think I planned it in November of last year, so I waited a couple months. I was like, this is going to be awesome, and then it didn't happen.
Yeah, that I do remember that. Stupid fires.
Yeah.
I also hope you get a chance to travel this year.
I plan on it.
Beyond the Cotton Bowl.
I just got I think it's going to be here this week. I got one of those fancy credit cards that helps you build up travel points and stuff. So I'm like, I have no excuse.
Yeah.
I have no excuse to not leave the state of Texas even for a couple of days this year because I have to. It's been too long since I've left the state. I love this place. And
How long has it been?
Ooh, that's a good question. 2021?
Oh, wow. So, yeah, coming up on several years.
Yeah, and I think that was for my sister's college graduation. So that it wasn't even more of like, it wasn't vacation. It was we have something to do and somewhere to be, and we were only there for 2 days. So, yeah, a lot of our time was taken up, and I can confirm that the Jacksonville Jaguars stadium is gross. It is ugly.
Isn't that the stadium that a couple years ago they found like mouse droppings in the hot dogs and they had to revamp there was some weird stuff happening
bad. Was it TIAA Bank Stadium?
Yeah,
not great. I was not a big fan of it.
That's where they did Stadium Stampede for AEW, so.
And that was pretty cool. I can't lie. All right, Kevin, would you like to go next?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Oh man, because we did accomplish the most important thing I think I had on the docket this year was get Noah potty trained.
Mm.
So it took a while. So we accomplished that. I want to get to Hawaii. That is the 50th state. I've been to 49 states, but I've never been to Hawaii. I would like to get that done. That's been lingering in the air for several years. Let me ask you this, though.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast
for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
If it came down to a choice of going to Hawaii or going back to Germany to help the kids with Jesus and baseball, and I picked Hawaii, does that make me a bad person?
No, because...
The way you said it kind of makes it feel like
I mean, because anytime you involve Jesus, I feel like I can't go against it. But at the same time, you only live once. So I respect it. And as somebody who... Hawaii is at the top of my list.
For sure.
I am like, please go. So then you can give me the scoop on all the right places to go and the right hotel to stay at and all of that. Or the ones to avoid.
Ooh, good point. So maybe that. Maybe that.
I like it, Jacob.
Can you remind me of the question? Thanks for listening. Drowning in your answers.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate that, buddy. It is... What is the actual wording of the holiday? It is still need to do day. So what is something you didn't do in 2025 that you wish you would have or you just wanted to?
And this isn't going to get done before the end of the year because there's just no way. But I think my goal for 2025 was to move out and get my own place. Just kind of didn't really get there. You know, the days kind of piled up and I've been so busy, you know, working here that we just never got a chance. But we'll say... I did tour 4 apartments on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. And we got 4 more coming up tomorrow. So the ball's rolling, you know.
Okay.
We're getting there.
All right.
Just probably not by the end of the year, but maybe shortly into 2026 that'll be something that happens. So
you can afford that. You need to teach me a thing or two. I'm impressed. 877-881-1053.
Is that going to be your new goal to get in an apartment before he does?
Ooh. I don't think he will because my current plan, which we'll see if I can figure out a way to pull this off the way I'm set up, is I'm hoping for summer or fall of next year. And, hey, if you have any recommendations, I'm looking for the far north Dallas area. Anything in that range, if you want to give me some suggestions in the DMs, Alec on the Radio, I am more than open because that is a serious possibility. But good for you, Jacob.
There's some nice places. I'm the main place we've been looking is up by the Star, and they've got some nice affordable stuff up there.
That's the area I'm kind of hoping for. I've got a couple friends out there, which Kevin knows very well and unexpectedly ran into a couple Fridays ago.
That story on
Maybe one day. Maybe Friday.
It
is my day off on Friday, but I'm doing something in the area of that Taco Bueno, so I plan on stopping by. No, I promise you, it's family related. It's not anything crazy. It's not raining, as you would say, Kevin. It's not raining. That's an inside joke that you can find out at Taco Bueno on Friday by AT&T Stadium. 877-881-1053. Still need to do day. Something that you didn't get to in 2025 that you wish you would have. And I like this from the 469. I'm pretty sure Jesus lives in Hawaii too, Kevin.
I don't know that for a fact.
From the 817, blow and hookers before 2025 ends. Good luck, I guess. But let's see. From the 469, save money. Somehow my savings are down almost half since last year. I feel like...
Oh, no.
I just feel like as a population, we can all be better at saving. Because
this is not the best time of year to reflect on that either.
Because those credit card statements come in and I start overthinking the hell out of it. And I'm like, it's Christmas time. Level yourself out, and in January you're going to go back to normal numbers and you're going to be budgeting the way that you planned, and hopefully some trips involved in that as well. From the 214, I played cello for 4 years in school. Teach me. I want to be able to tell people.
That would be neat.
Yeah, that would be cool. 877-881-1053 for National Need to Do Day. Appreciate you guys getting involved in the conversation and keep those coming in. Things that you wish you would have done in 2025 but did not. Now, Kevin, I know you've been waiting for this.
Tell me.
And I'm sorry, Corey. I hope you're listening and not Tolo going. Not during my segment.
Don't not do mine. That.
You could do it any other time. just not during AM on the FM. And don't let me know if you're doing that at 877-881-1053. Just don't. I don't want to know. But
they'll let you know.
I'm going to read this headline. Massachusetts town is at war with Dunkin' Donuts factory.
Pause. Do you need to rethink your town charter or whatever you're doing if you're at war with a Dunkin' Donuts factory? Well, it feels like you need to revisit some stuff and be like,
probably. No. The rest of that headline, the Dunkin' factory responsible for, quote, overwhelming donut smell. So, Dunkin'.
Quantify that.
And this is where it gets interesting, at least in my mind. This is where I take it. Dunkin' is owned by Inspired Brands, which oversees other companies like Sonic and Buffalo Wild Wings.
So, oh, is that right?
Yes. So it relies on a franchise model where licensees are tasked with overseeing the bulk of day-to-day operations. So they have a 93,500 square foot factory in this city in Massachusetts, constructed in effort to streamline its supply to stores. And basically, this is them saying the franchisees are getting a little too antsy and stuff. We need to find a way to get stuff to them quicker.
Okay.
So they built this factory, and according to CBS Boston, some people who live near the facility have begun to complain about the lingering smell of donuts in the area. With Haverhill resident Sean Wilson saying, quote, my house smells like donuts all the time for the last 2 months.
Pause. Can you give us that quote again? But could you approximate it for what you think that person sounds like that gave that quote? That's what I would really like.
I could do the anger. I can't do a Boston accent.
Look here, wicked smart guy. Let me tell. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
He said, my house smells like donuts all the time for the last 2 months. It's distracting and heavy. End quote. A city councilman said that he was contacted by someone else who complained about a, quote, carnival smell that they equated to the scent of fried dough. And it certainly appears that it's correlated to this factory. A representative for the company argued that the plant meets all regulatory standards while appearing at a city council meeting. They dragged him into the city council meeting, but health inspectors were instructed by the city to pay a visit and report their findings.
Oh, so this is a story we're going to get an update on?
Yes, and I love it. Part two of the overwhelming donut smell coming soon.
I mean, and that feels like, I guess for 2 months, that would probably annoy me. But also if you're trying to lose weight and like, stupid donut place. I get that.
I didn't even think about that part. Yeah. That must be tough.
No, that actually makes quite a bit of sense. All right, I look forward to the eventual update on the donut smell story. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, who was the best at being the worst this weekend, and was it still the Mavs? We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.